This is the part that probably bothers me the most, is that in a law enforcement setting, and I'm inspected over 50 different law enforcement agencies, you go back and you look, and it's every year we have officers, trained police officers, who have issues or have problems qualifying with firearms. And as a result of that, we have to have procedures in place for remedial training. Yet this bill that's been passed by our state legislators and our governor has no training requirement whatsoever. Then let's add the other information that a lot of law enforcement have, which is we do citizens police academies, and for Valdosta we do it twice a year, and we subject these citizens to firearm simulators. And in those simulators, they have scenarios, and some of those scenarios are active shooter cases. Let me tell you what any citizen that's went through our academy will tell you. They, first of all, 9 out of 10 times they have trouble. They end up shooting the wrong person. And the second thing they'll tell you is they had no idea how fast these things happen. So then I go back to, why are we passing this law? Well, it's been passed, so there's nothing else that I can say about it. But I can tell you that I'm disturbed, quite frankly, angry, because of the lack of input that our governor and state legislators have placed on or asked from law enforcement about these issues, because any police officer or any police chief or sheriff can share these facts with you. But if you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. But what about other law enforcement professionals? And we're just totally ignoring the data. There is public pressure, or there is pressure here, I believe, by lobbyists on our state legislators and our governor, and that's the part that saddens me. So from my standpoint, I mean, it's already been passed, but to me, it was a sad day when Governor Deal passed this, and it was a sad day for what I've seen from our local elected officials, who's supposed to be representing the people, not themselves.